WHFR Dearborn.
It's down on that instrument.
People!
Design. You see, it's playing in my mind. It's that soundtrack to my activities. And it was in the breeze that I first heard these harmonies. And now I'm singing this song, and you can't help but sing along. No, it's just, it's one of those feelings that lets you know where you belong. Yes, it's a stone groove. It's guaranteed to alter moves. Pretty soon you start to realize that you're completely consumed by people.
Accept funk as your savior, it holds the key to your salvation. It's a stone groove, it's guaranteed to alter move.
My people,
turn off the boob tube and ride with this groove to the funk vibes rising in all. I'm in the mood, my people.
There's music playing in your head. That is Natives of the New Dawn.
All right.
And they are going to be playing the night before Thanksgiving at the Rooster Tail, and playing with them is going to be Bump. And we heard the Natives of the New Dawn doing Next Time. What a moving song. Then we followed that with Bump doing something called Tricks. That's off their newest CD called... it is called Forward. And we followed it up with something from the Natives of the New Dawn CD, Bliss People. And you can check them out the night before Thanksgiving out at the Rooster Tail. I love the Rooster Tail. Brings back a lot of great memories. It's been a long time since I've seen a great band playing there. They're happening again Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. One show that is, we are going to be doing the Mugs as a rebroadcast of a classic. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to do the Mugs from April 19th, 2004. The Mugs are playing this weekend. They've got a couple of shows. They're going to be playing on Friday night up in Ann Arbor at the Halfway Inn. That is at the East Quad Music Co-op. They're going to be playing there with the Corvettes, I think. Corvettes, I believe. And then on Saturday night, they're going to be playing at Smalls with Shaky Jake and the Hinchmen. We're going to listen to the Hinchmen doing Gawker and Shaky Jake doing She Owns the Road. And then we're going to jump right into the Motor Live Drive rerun of the classic, the Mugs, when they were here on the Live Drive at 5, April 19th, 2004. Here we go with the Hinchmen. I'm hoping they're coming.
She's on the up track, chasing me down in a black Cadillac. Well, I could run.
no good. Rules these streets of the place for Hollywood. It's clear to me that you're somehow always right. Oh, I won't stand my case, but I just don't want to fight. I'm in love, but she's giving me a heart attack now. She drives like crazy. She thinks she owns the road. I'm going down fast, gotta try to catch my breath. I give it my all, there just ain't nothing left. You know she's coming, feel it breathing on my neck.
Alrighty, we're going to bring down the Shaky Jakes doing something called She Owns the Road. Before that, we heard the Henchmen doing Gawker's Delay. They are going to be playing with the Mugs Saturday night at Smalls and at Smalls' 10th anniversary party. That's right, Smalls and Hamtramck has been around 10 years. But the Mugs are playing there Friday night, Saturday night, and Friday night they're playing up in Ann Arbor at the Halfway Inn. A listener just called me to say that I said this was an encore show of the Mugs from 2004. I don't know where my head was, but actually it was 3 years ago, 2007. One of the first bands we had on Motor was the Mugs. We started in January of 2007, and we're going to start right now that recording from 2007 of the Mugs live on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Now we transition into our live music hour, and we are so grateful to have in studio the Mugs. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yay.
What's happening? Hi out there, everybody.
Good. Well, we like to start with music. We like to show everyone why we decided we needed to have you here. What do we want to start with?
We're going to start with a tune that's going to be on the new album called Slow Curve.
The Mugs on WHFR.
Yeah.
the mugs on WHFR.
A little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. It's all in the spirit of music. Whatever gets wet, it's okay. We've got the the mugs performing live. And can we get, actually, let's do this. Would you please introduce the band?
I'm the singer guitar player. My name is Danny Metrick.
Drummer Matt Rost.
Whoa, that's.
Hi. And on bass keys, Tony DiNardo.
And can we do, before we get back into the music, what is the brief history of the mugs?
Danny, why don't you tackle that?
I'll field this one.
In the beginning?
Yeah, around 1999, Tony and I had kind of a vision for a bluesy rock project. Matt was a cat who was jamming around town in jazz and blues bands, the Immortal Winos of Soul. We really dug him and asked him... if you want to do like a blues rock thing, riffy rock that, you know, wasn't particularly popular at the time, but seemed like something that we wanted to do and just have some kicks. Little did we know we'd be doing it 7 years later, just having a good time and still trying to put a second record together. But it'll come out sooner or later.
Well, and your first record has been out for a little while, and we should let you know in case you aren't totally sure, and let the public know that you can hear it on WHFR because we're awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're really proud to be able to bring you in to perform live, just one of several amazing bands we've had in this year. So thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us, actually. The studio is beautiful and the staff is great.
It is. And we have amazing people working here. And we are so proud that we can kind of, you know, showcase Detroit's amazing music. And we're kind of picky about it, too.
Nice.
So let's get back into some music, and we'll come back and learn much more about the mugs. What do you want to play now?
All right, we're going to get bluesy for a little bit. Three tunes off of the first record, and starting off with White Boy Blues.
Just don't make a grin. Wrap it up, knock it down to the groovers like a moon. Now they'll have to live with the masters. There ain't nothing wrong with them white boy blues. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. I keep on moving every day. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. Got them blues in every way. Walk the walk, talk the talk, there's nothing left to say. I see my bike out of that thing. There ain't nothing wrong with them white boy blues.
Side blues if we can.
Yeah,
the Mugs, yeah. Live on WHFR. We like to go crazy in the studio. So tell me a little bit about the new album you're working on.
Don't go for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be due out in fall. We have a working title. It's going to be called On With The Show. And we're thinking about maybe doing a classic, like, 9-song, like early Aerosmith or Led Zeppelin style.
Yeah, you can only get away with 8 tunes back in the day, you know. With the age of CDs and whatnot, it's always 11, 12. Like, oh, let's do an old-fashioned 9-songer. You could squeeze actually two records out of that, and out of 15 tunes instead of just the old-fashioned 12 songs for one record.
Right. And, of course, the art.
Yep.
You have art plans?
Oh, yeah. Nothing
it's all up. It's all up here in my noodle.
Nothing right. Set in stone.
These guys are going to shoot it down in a second.
We're pretty creative, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Awesome. Actually, on the eve of the Detroit Music Awards this year, I want to ask you all about another experience with the Motor City Music Conference in 2005. You know, you're on the Free Press compilation. But I think it's something that a lot of people still don't quite know even happened. But I would love to know what it was like being a band, not only performing, but wondering if you participated in the conference in any level at all.
Yeah, we played on there and had a blast of a time, actually. I'm in another band called The Paybacks, and we go down to a festival in Austin, Texas called South by Southwest, which is a wonderful showcase for bands all over the world. And it was good to see that they were doing something like that in Detroit, you know, for once. You know, there's so much, you know, some of the best talent in the whole world is located in the city.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just a good thing. You know, the Hamtramck Blowout is another great event. You know, it's too bad you see so many people for these, you know, these little festivals, but you don't really see them the year round. So, you know, the more festivals we have, Taste Fest and whatnot, you know, people, every time they come down, they're just amazed at, you know, what they're seeing. And, you know, from our perspective, it's nice to see the new faces, you know, the people that you don't get to see all year that really come down. And it was a blast, and I had an actual great time. The compilation was nice. The promotion was nice. I'm hoping they do something like that again this year. And I'm always looking forward to Taste Fest.
Yeah.
That's one of the best. And it's got a new name this year, though, doesn't it? Taste Fest, they're calling it something else.
Really?
But yeah, it'll be the same weekend and the same...
The Finger Lickin' Good Fest or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
We'll be here all night, folks.
Well, let's, on that note, get back to music.
I'd like to dedicate this one out to... we have some listeners in California. And
we do.
Woman by the name of Alicia Clark is listening in Sacramento, and I'd like to... send this one out to her. It's called Should've Learned My Lesson.
Ah.
We'll be right back.
That was pretty. That was awesome. The Mugs live on WHFR, and it is our Live at 5 hour, and we are privileged to have performing in studio the Mugs.
We're privileged to be had. Thank you so much.
And
I want to remind you this is a pre-recorded show.
To be your own audience, right?
We always are.
You're amazing. So let's jump right into music because I know people don't care what I have to say.
Yeah, we're the most boring interviewees, as a matter of fact. Oh, try listening to Tone for like 10 minutes. Oh, man. This one's called Just Another Fool.
Lonely.
The Mugs on WHFR.
It was a good old time in here. Feeling good. We haven't practiced in a while, so this was a good excuse for us to get together and
this is our practice.
Do some stuff. No rehearsal.
Well, I want to make sure we go through some of the upcoming shows. You'll be at Mickey Finn's in Toledo.
Actually, this is a pre-recorded, it's a classic rebroadcast of The Mugs from April 2007. The Mugs are still together. In fact, they're playing this weekend. Friday night, they're playing at the Halfway Inn up in Ann Arbor with the Gorvettes. And Saturday night, they are playing with Shaky Jake and the Henchmen at Smalls. And that is going to be Smalls' 10th anniversary. Again, this is a rebroadcast with Ryan, the original host of Motor. Good to hear her voice. This recording was April 2007. This is The Mugs. And
smashed windows.
Let's go back and listen.
With the Ivories and the Decks. Cool.
Nice. Nice work. That was a lot of writing on that page. I was hassling Tony. You're not going to write down everything.
Can I mention that the Mickey Finn show and the TC Speak Easy show are 18 and over, 18 plus?
Yes, thank you.
And the Magic Stick show is all ages. And it's going to be an earlier show, so look for us to be going.
And they are also playing on the 28th at the Magic Bag, along with the Satin Peaches and the Woodward. So the Mugs have been around for about 10 years now. They sound real good. They're just getting better. This was a recording that was made here in our studios, thanks to Alan Cantino and the Motor team. And we'll get back to it.
Youngins online, why don't we play any all ages shows? Why don't we play 18 over? So we're trying to accommodate all ages.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, maybe that means that we have a generation of club goers who are really going to come out and hear live music.
There is. There's a bunch of young guitar players out and about, too. 14, 15, 16-year-old kids.
Yeah.
A couple who have played here in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Peter Clawson,
baby. I'm feeling the heat, man. The kids are... You know, it was fun for a while, and no one wanted to play riff rock. 8-9 years ago, we were getting laughed at. Now we're the old men on the scene.
It is. It's getting stiff. And, you know, you mentioned Chet Klassen, and he's not only an amazing guitar player, but he's got great clothes.
Yeah. And great
amazing.
Hair.
Amazing. And great hair.
See, that's good stuff.
Skinny as a toothpick, but, man, I want that coat. there are, and they do play here. You've got a song for us.
Yeah, we're going to try another one off the new record. We're going to get dark, deep, dark, and dirty on this one. It's called, it's going to have a title, but we just call it Drop D for the time being.
I like Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it's a democracy.
That's actually not bad, actually. Hey, that's two to two. If we get a dissenting vote in there, well, that'll be the title of the tune. You'll be getting a check in the mail.
don't leave without my address.
Oh, we won't. Thank you. Yeah, I have to cancel the next three shows. For
I know, you just have to take us everywhere you go.
That we will.
The Mugs on WHFR. Where you're listening to Motor, and you're listening to the Mugs performing live on Motor. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so
this
much.
This is a
us.
Pre-recorded show.
Great time up in here.
You know, I love watching you because you guys look like you're having fun, like you're
it's
laughing and
here,
giggling.
It's pretty wild. Normally we get a little nervous in these situations, but today's not that case. It's having a good time.
Oh, good.
Getting excited for the Red Wings tonight. Go Wings. Womp on Calgary a little bit. And, and tomorrow's the Detroit Music Awards. Those will be a good time.
Woohoo!
Go see all of our friends down there and throw a couple of headlocks around.
I think you're in violation of FCC rules. You can't say womp.
Oh.
You might be right. sorry. Well, I want to not only thank you for coming in to play. You sound amazing, and we're so happy that you agreed to come and play for us and our listeners.
Thank you so much, and thanks everyone for listening. And hopefully we can all come down again or see you this summer at one of the festivals.
Woohoo! I want to remind listeners that you'll be playing in Toledo Friday, April 27th.
This is a pre-recorded encore presentation of the Mugs. They are playing this weekend, Friday night, up in Ann Arbor at the East Quad Music Festival called the Halfway Inn with the Corvettes. And on Saturday night at Smalls, 10th anniversary show with Shaky Jake and the Henchmen.
Amazing bands. And Dave, for all his assistance with whatever is up. We will see everyone next week. Thanks for listening. The Mugs on WHFR.
Laverne, Shirley, let's get it on. We'll be right back.
This has been an encore presentation of Motor. Stay tuned for the jump button here on WHFR Dearborn.
Time for the bass.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a terrible struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Rob, with two bees that had been prophesized throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheap video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob. Rob with two bees. The Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from games. Now the web knows his name. Rob with two B's. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a Henderson. They're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.